On Tuesday after the attacks, American airspace was closed and planes were diverted to the nearest practical landing site. 200 flights heading for the United States wound up in Canada. Dozens of planes landed at Gander in Newfoundland. Gander is a small town with a big airport. The town's 10,000 residents were joined Tuesday by thousands of passengers. Claude Elliott is the mayor of Gander.
We were told, I guess first when we started on, Tuesday on the 11th, expect up to 60 planes. But as the day got longer, it turned out that we only ended up with 38.
38 planes. How many passengers?
6,650.
My goodness. Now, did you worry about being able to take care of them?
No, sir.
Why?
Well, we have a great, this is a great community. There's a lot of compassion, and certainly in Newfoundland that we're very hospitable, and we certainly open our doors to anybody to make their life a little bit more comfortable. With the Red Cross, the Salvation Army, and other charitable groups here, we knew that it would not be a problem.
Were you able to find bed space for these people?
For the first night, it was a little bit uncomfortable. You know, everybody had somewhere to lie down, but it was either a floor mat or a sleeping bag, but we had 5,000 cots flown in from Ottawa. As of today, every person that's here now has a cot to lie on.
And how are the people? They must be from all over the world. How are they taking to Gander?
They are having a fantastic time. They're very emotional. You know, there's people with relatives that was involved in the disaster, you know, what happened in the States, and they're trying to cope with that. But they're enjoying their stay here. Today, for example, we opened our golf course to anyone that wanted to golf, and we just supplied it free of charge to them to enjoy a day of golfing. Mm-hmm. Citizens are picking them up in their vehicles and just going around to area sightseeing.
I imagine that it wasn't quite clear from the very beginning to many of these people why they were ending up in Gander. They weren't told what was happening in New York and Washington.
From what I can gather, that they weren't told anything until they were off of the plane, until they were at where they were staying. It's when they got access to televisions and that. But aboard the aircraft, they were told, to my knowledge, it was mechanical difficulties.
Hasn't Gander long been sort of a stopping over place, way in the past, for planes?
Yes, sir. Gander is the crossroads of the world, but certainly we have a long history with the Americans.
Well, why is that? Why is Gander a stopping off place?
Well, we're right out in the Atlantic, and once you leave New York, you know, or you leave to go over to overseas, once you get out for an hour and a half or so outside wherever you're going, if you have to divert, Gander is the closest place.
Mr. Mayor, you're going to lose your visitors tomorrow, I guess.
Well, I suspect that between now and probably, you know, it's a slow process at the airport, the screening and everything. And it, you know, probably will be into Saturday or Sunday, probably say before the last one leaves. Then we'll get back to normal, and then I guess we'll have a month to everybody talking about their experiences and trying to get all our citizens down off of a big eye. And, you know, it's been certainly a community effort. It's been a regional effort, and, you know, everybody is caught up in this. And I don't think we've really had time to absorb what really happened in New York.
Thank you for taking time to talk with us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Claude Elliott is the mayor of Gander, Newfoundland.